The first of those jolts came when the French bank BNP Paribas suspended all activity in three investment funds. That happened yesterday as losses in U.S. subprime mortgages made it impossible to tell what those funds were worth anymore. After that, the European Central Bank flooded money markets with cash. That was supposed to make it easier for banks and funds to work out their problems, but it only made Wall Street more nervous. Just as the bad day began, we called in David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. He was thinking about the way the crisis got started.
When house prices were going up, lenders found that they could make loans to riskier and riskier borrowers without much pain, because if the people fell behind in their payments, they could always refinance the mortgage and remain current. House prices stopped going up. Suddenly, all these subprime mortgages made to people with less than perfect credit started going delinquent. People weren't making the payments. That rippled through the system. That meant that the lenders who had sold the loans to in the securities market were unable to make the payments to the people who had bought the securities. And the rating agencies and investors decided that these securities were a lot more risky than they had thought before, and the whole thing collapsed like a house of cards.
You've already explained something that a lot of people may not realize. If I go to a bank or one of these credit companies for a home mortgage, they're going to bundle that with thousands or millions of other home mortgages and sell it on Wall Street. And that's what's happening there. And all of a sudden, the security that they're selling on Wall Street doesn't look as good because the loans aren't being repaid.
Right. That is the most dramatic change in finance in the last decade. When the savings and loans went bust in the late 80s and early 90s, a lot of institutions in places like Texas collapsed because they had a lot of mortgages on their books. Today, the mortgages are sold into securities and the securities are sold all over the world. So when there's a housing problem in a bad neighborhood in Detroit, the risk is not held by a bank in Detroit or an SNL in Detroit, but by a hedge fund in Australia, by a bank in Germany, by a mutual fund in Paris, which is why we're seeing the ripples show up on the other sides of the ocean.
The ripples meaning that other kinds of credit are suddenly being affected by the fact that people have trouble with mortgages.
The first ripple is that people who are holding mortgages, subprime mortgages, are losing money. The second ripple is this is now spreading to other credit markets because we've been through an extraordinary period where there seemed to be money for almost anything. And so now we've seen that it's gone from mortgages to the people who are selling risky corporate bonds for takeovers.
Are lenders overreacting now? They were lending too much too freely, and now maybe they're going to be a little too tight.
There are two schools on this. One school is they were excesses before, and this is a necessary and welcome correction, and it's good it came now because if the balloon had blown up even further, we would have had an even bigger bust. That's one view. The other view is that markets can sometimes go too far in one direction and then overreact in the other direction. And if it becomes difficult for good credits, good companies, good home buyers, good credit card risks to borrow, then we could have what's called a credit crunch, where you can't even get the money you need to keep the economy going, and it could turn into a recession.
Well, let me get an update on that. Is it harder right now for legitimate, straightforward businesses to get the kind of routine credit that they need to keep afloat, to make investments, and to move the economy forward?
Risky companies, those that issue junk bonds, are clearly having to pay more to borrow. You've asked the right question. We just don't know the answer yet. But the outcome of that will tell us whether this turns into a much more serious problem.
So, David Wessel, you're giving us a status report. We don't know all the answers yet. But what is a trouble sign that would tell us, if it happens, that the problems in the housing market and in some other parts of the debt market are going to seriously affect the overall economy?
I think one trouble sign is that people are paying more to get even very big mortgages. It's a sign that that market isn't working well. A second sign would be if you start to read in the paper that the markets have seized up, that it's just impossible to do a bond deal, even for a good credit. We're not there yet, but we're clearly on the cusp of that.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for coming by again.
You're welcome.